Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, April 12th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our privilege to bring these messages each weekday morning. We prepare them and now share them right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do today. Today's message is titled The Cure, and the scripture text is from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21.
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Today I have a photo on the website of an office, of a portrait I took in an office foyer in Springfield, Missouri last year. It is one of four portraits that depict the various works of Christ. Astute Bible students will recognize the biblical miracle being alluded to, and if you care to look at the photo, it's on the website. And again, if you are listening to this, the 12th, it's on that day's, otherwise just back up to that date. These are original artworks by Ron DeCiani and are outstanding to view in their original setting. As I recall, they're about 6 feet wide, so they're quite a view. Signs that convey thought-provoking messages always capture my attention, particularly those that have spiritual significance. I've often referred to these signs in this series and have periodically placed a photo up as well. I find these brief, stimulating messages on church signs, barns, silos, and on small road signs as I travel about our region. I passed a church sign that deeply touched my heart that read, "Sin is the disease for which Christ is the cure." I memorized the saying years ago and continue to rejoice in this simple yet profound expression of truth.
We are all afflicted with a spiritual disease that is deadly. The Bible says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death." In fact, the Apostle Paul describes our condition before spiritual conversion in Christ as being dead in transgressions and sins.
However, most live oblivious to this disease and its horrible consequences. But we see the effects of sin all around us, from the ongoing turmoil in the Middle East to Sudan, Venezuela, and scores of other places, to our own personal troubles. Indeed, the human race is diseased, but the great message of Scripture in expressing God's redemptive plan is that there is a cure. And the daily verse succinctly expresses this. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Let's pray together. Father, how thankful we are that Jesus, though pure and sinless, chose to be our sin substitute so that we might walk in your righteousness. Words fail to fully express our thankfulness, so we pray that our actions and attitudes will reveal how grateful we are for your undeserved favor. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing these few moments with us today as podcast listeners. We do have a website at www.dailyencouragement.net where additional materials we place up each day. Today I have three songs that relate to the theme of today's message I found on the website. They're links, and they're all old classic ones going back to my earliest days, or really Brooksine and I's both, mine both, earliest days as Christians. Keith Green's song, "There is a Redeemer," a Matthew Ward song, "To the King," and a Honey Tree song, "I See the Lord." That's kind of interesting, and I didn't write this point down, but we were chuckling at a song that Honey Tree wrote many years ago. I believe it was Honey Tree, Brooksine, that says, "Ain't it grand to be a Christian?" We used to sing that song and have a good time doing it, but this is quite a serious song. Also have a link up to information about Ron DeCiani and a larger image of the art that I alluded to today that is at a foyer in Springfield, Missouri, in an office building. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and to rejoice in your Redeemer who loves you so.